You know these men more certainly than do I. You can determine if my suspicions are well-founded.
You want me to spy on that meeting?
Something of the sort.
The old man didn't tell me the whole story. Not then. He wanted me walking into it cold.
Dodge will conduct you.
Chapter 65. Dodge conducted me. The way led through cellars as intricately connected as ours, but less care had been used in the tunneling. The people who did this just wanted to be able to sneak away. They'd had no intention of hiding. They must have been Jaikuri collaborators in Storm Shadow's administration, acting for her. She would have wanted an emergency exit.
I'm surprised at you, I told Uncle Dodge. I wouldn't think underground would occur to swamp people.
I don't suppose there are a lot of tunnels in the Delta?
Not many.
He smiled.
My guess is they found the escape route through sheer blind luck, maybe coupled with an informed suspicion about how Storm Shadow's mind worked. Getting into the Citadel, then, was no problem, though it required some crawling. The architects had not been concerned with Storm Shadow's dignity. It was tough for me. I wasn't yet back to my best. We came to a small open space beneath a ladder. That rose straight up into infinity, so far as I could see by the light of one feeble candle. I had a feeling the candle was a luxury laid on for me, that the Nguyen Bao made this journey entirely in darkness. I couldn't have endured that. I dislike enclosed places intensely, despite having lived in them. Close places, darkness, recurring spells and visions were not a combination I wanted to attempt. I did seem more stable lately, I reflected. I set a hand and foot on the ladder. Uncle Dodge grabbed my wrist, shook his head. What?
Isn't that the way to the council chamber? My whisper rattled off like the scurry of mice.
Not what the speaker wants you to see.
Dodge used almost no air when he whispered.
Come.
There was no crawling now, just a lot of easing along sideways in an airspace almost too narrow for Uncle. His belly was going to ache from rubbing against stone. I learned that there was a lot more to Storm Shadow Citadel than I'd seen in the little time I'd spent there these past few months. Down below there, beneath the surrounding plazas, were countless unsuspected storerooms and prison cells, armories and barracks rooms, cisterns and smithies. I whispered, "They have supplies down here to hold out for years." Meaning the Gnar and their favorites holed up inside the Citadel. Storm Shadow had laid in a great store against the evil day. Mogaba had lied to me, just trying to find out how well off we old crew were. Was that what the old man wanted me to know? Was this why the Nguyen Bao had seemed to prosper, while everyone else became gaunt? Were they nibbling at these stores like mice, taking just a little here and